Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we got to get to these sounds here in a second, but I am frustrated by the fact that Milwaukee melted down last night against Indiana. We have to start it here because I'm so frustrated because the Cavs don't get as much rest now. The Cavs are going to get rest. They're going to take on a Pacers team that was exhausted, and now they're going to play on Sunday against a team that I'm a little bit worried about now going to the weekend.
Okay, but Kenny, Owen, can we chalk this under day two of fake Mitch outrage?
Yeah.
It's not fake outrage. No, I'm worried.
You've been actually, fake outrage two days in a row.
In my cell here, I've tallied off another one.
That's, I want to hear you
that's
actually
two.
Outraged. Get outraged.
How many days since real outrage from Mitch?
It's, I don't know. When Mitch,
I don't think you sold that one very well.
Yeah, you're terrible when you're fake outraging.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, we don't even know necessarily that, like, the Pacers could have lost last night. And I don't think it would have necessarily changed when the Cavs would play. I mean, they still might have played on Sunday, right?
They would have played on Sunday, but Indiana would have been less rested than they are going to be now.
Yeah, but then we would have had the debate about, oh, which team is more in rhythm? The Cavs haven't played in a while.
I'm a little rusty.
Plus, Cavs hadn't played a real game. I mean, the Heat were not. They're now being called one of the worst playoff teams in recent memory.
Mitch Garland hasn't played for a month.
Yeah.
Mitch is so mad, you guys.
I'm sorry mad. I'm not yelling and screaming at 6:22 in the morning. 28, rather.
Okay, they'll just start their days with someone else who actually can get excited about something at 6:22 in the morning.
I'll tell you, it was yelling last night around 8 o'clock last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Ooh. Pops Halliburton. This is what Tyrese Halliburton calls him, Pops, in the post game. This is both from Giannis and Tyrese yesterday. There was a bit of a scuffle at the end of the Pacers' win yesterday against Milwaukee. Giannis, this is what he had to say about his interaction with Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
You know, having somebody's dad, which I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for his son, and I'm happy that he's happy for his son. That's how you're supposed to feel. But coming to me and disrespecting me and cursing at me, I think it's totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable, okay? But it's not respectful. I talk with him at the end, and I think we're in a good place.
By the end of it, this was such a crazy, because we already said they blew the 7-point lead in overtime. And they had a lead in regulation. That Halliburton had a game-tying layup with 1 second left. So there are two different instances where this game should have been over. The game ends, and obviously Indiana is out on the floor going nuts. They haven't had the type of success. Like, they haven't won a championship, so this was a huge deal to them, again, to get back to the Eastern Conference semis. And then front and center is, you said Pops, his Twitter handle, his X handle is Papa Halliburton. That's a whole nother thing. Like, and your kid has a chance to be really good at something.
That's baby Gronk territory. That's honestly, that's...
Well, just switch it so quick.
Well, I just want to make... Yours is older and really good at wrestling.
Yeah.
If your kid has a huge name, let's say your kid goes on to be the...
And also this sport becomes something that people care about.
Danny Lottman.
So a lot of things
people
have to happen.
People care about that sport.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to change your social media handle to be clearly in deference of your son?
Well, it depends. Depends if that's the only thing I've got left to cling on to in my life.
Well, maybe. Okay, so maybe that's the case for Halliburton.
Now, here's the thing, Owen. Your kids may not defend you if you go way over the line in the future.
Well, as, in wrestling, he better start suplexing some people.
As Tyrese did last night in regards to the incident.
You know, as far as the incident between Giannis and my pops, I had no idea it happened until I got to the back and was showed the video. Me and my pops have talked about that, and I don't agree with what transpired there from him. I think that he just, you know, got excited, saw his son make a game winner, and came on the court. We had a conversation, and, you know, I think he just needs to just allow me to just play basketball, stay over there. I think it's the emotions of the game just got excited there. I'll talk with Giannis eventually about it. Just, you know, I don't think that my pops was in the right at all there. And, you know, everybody's grown men, and, you know, we'll just go from there.
Okay, they had to be broken up twice. This went on for like 8 minutes. They wanted to get to the Celtics game, but they couldn't on NBA TV because this was still going on. And then...
Wait, Tyrese and his dad had to be broken up?
No, his dad and Giannis.
Oh.
Yeah, Tyrese didn't know what happened.
Two different times, they were up in each other's face. The Miles
Where
Turner was over there.
Where was brother in this whole thing? And right. Why was Banassus? He not out there?
And the Jokic brothers were out, you know, with the Clippers, so they had to worry about that. I do love that the family members are prominently involved. But in this case, like, you could read Giannis's lips. You couldn't really tell what Halliburton was doing, a lot of finger-pointing, the dad. Giannis, at the very end, after a very heated exchange, you could see him mouth, "I love you," and, like, put his hands out like he was praying for him.
There it is, yeah.
So bizarre.
This is bizarre.
So are we going to have this issue?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
In Cleveland on Sunday... Is anybody selling their ticket to Papa Halliburton?
I hope so.
What do you say to your dad, Owen, in this situation?
Oh, he's dead. So.
Well, no. I said, well, I can't ask his dad, obviously, so I had to ask you.
Well,
I
we think could. It, we could. That's the even
well,
more
cruelty
to it.
I think if your dad showed up, I go, where
ben
the hell
Garrett,
have you been the last 30
ben
years?
Garrett's a part of the show. Bring him in. Ask
my dad? My dad cussed out Nick Wilson just last week.
His name is not Gary.
Oh. Oh, Gary
Spinell.
You're
talking about my dad, yeah.
Oh, man.
What would Gary Spinell say? Gary Spinell
he wouldn't allow
to cuss
this.
Out everybody.
He's an administrator. He wouldn't allow any of these shenanigans.
He's only outbursted at somebody one time, and I cannot say it on the air.
Remember, when you get to the district finals,
why can't you say it on the air?
Because it's not meant for the air.
They pull out the rope on the basketball floor.
Why don't you tell the story?
Not on a piece of paper.
Now I'm going to be wondering who your dad yelled at on the air. Who did your dad yell at on the air?
Some Northwestern fans during a 2014 game against Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Let them have it.
What? So were they yelling at you? The Northwestern fans?
They were very annoying. We were sitting near the Northwestern section, and Northwestern gave them a game, and they were frustrated the whole night. We won, though.
Well, this is football.
Yes.
Yeah. You beat Northwestern in football. When's the last time they lost to Northwestern in football?
1947.
Mitch is on it.
So, yeah, you probably knew that because you were looking it up and arguing with them, which is fine. I'm down with that, too. What did he say to him?
He said, there's
did he
this
say,
guy.
Hey, enough of that?
He said something with a few more choice words.
Wow.
He
Dad was, broke out the F-bombs.
There was this guy who was like drawing high fives from all the other people in the crowd. He was obviously drunk, and one Ohio State made a game-clinching play. He's like, high fives all around, then choice word.
Wow. Okay, you can take the guy out of Straws Vegas. You can't take the Straws Vegas out of the athletic director.
What I want to know.
As all Twin Cities, my friend.
Will Papa Halliburton have a courtside seat More importantly, Caitlin Clark.
I hope so.
Will she be coming to Cleveland for these games? She had such a nondescript.
Why would she have a nondescript
sweatshirt on?
She come here?
And it didn't look like they had her in a suite. It looked like she was in the last row of the lower bowl, just sitting there by herself. Looked like she just walked
like
in there. Like, do you want to be a seat filler?
She's trying to watch games, man.
Yeah,
well,
she was.
She probably plays the markets and goes, it's a good deal right now. I'm going.
I'm
going
to pounce.
Yeah, she's a basketball person. She wants to watch a game. She is not interested in your foolishness and goofballness. No.
All right, I got to skip through some of this here. Did you guys see yesterday Shedeur Sanders posted on his Instagram him walking into Browns Fit, not the Browns facilities out in Berea, it seems.
My old gym, Mitch.
Yes, they're now near the flats. I believe that's the one location, right? The other one's in Berea.
Yeah.
So I saw that, and then we see him later on posting videos of him in like a grassy, farm-like field in Northeast Ohio.
He's on a grassy knoll.
I don't know where he is or what he exactly was doing. I think he was like getting some sprints in.
He was running the hill.
Who's the second cameraman?
You remember the late great Walter Payton used to run the hill. Remember that? Now Shedeur Sanders is going to get his teammates out there, and they're gonna run the hill.
There were a lot of people that were like questioning why he went to Brownsville instead of the facility.
Oh, let me ask you something. Where's Dylan Gabriel? Is this a competition or not? Right now, who's got the edge? 216-474-0092.
Has to be Shedeur Sanders.
Dylan Gabriel's at an Onyx out in Westlake.
Okay.
Bumping sexy red on his AirPods.
He's at a Bally's Total Fitness.
Get me into it. I got him. Good luck getting out of that contract.
It's still technically a TV network, too.
That's right.
Is it?
Yeah,
when I was in Florida. There's one in Atlanta, I think.
Did your mom ever go to Bally's?
No.
My mom went to Bally's, and I was in the daycare center at Bally's Total Fitness. You were doing time, man. It was a bizarre place. It became Lord of the Flies in there.
You're just gone and forgotten.
I was like, what am I doing? Like, you're placing this thing, and I'm like, I don't know who this person is.
What's a better alternative? It's July. It's 90 degrees. Leave your kid out in the car, or do we want to leave him in Bally's?
Mom would go to Bally's with my aunts and go work out, quote unquote, and then go get me out of
supervised.
Go get me out of jail. Go get me out of kids' jail.
Here's some Legos.
And then I would get in the car, and immediately her and my aunts would just pull out their cigarette cases and start firing away on darts. That's for the 90s, buddy. You don't know nothing about that, Mitch.
I was born in 97.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about 93.
And they went
being cognizant for it, Mom.
And then they had card night, and it was off to Pinochle.
Yep.
I know 93. I know Joe Carter. I know Jurassic
Move
Park.
On. Move right. on.
Yeah, right. we're out of time,
You weren't
Mitch.
Alive. Go.
That's it. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding. Good stuff. You made me think. You made me laugh. You made me cry. You made me want to ask for more stories about Gary Spinell. Taking it to the people at Northwestern, I like that. Getting into it with Chicago people.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.